When you go out and tell someone, hey, I'm going to build an app to find a good roommate. I'm going to start another marketing agency that's going to give a better ROI on your thing. That's hard. You and 1,000 others, you come to me and say, good luck, have some fun with that, right? When you come to me and say, hey, I'm going to change the way people learn. I'm going to change the way healthcare is driven. I'm going to make illness optional. Everyone who has been the best at their job want to come and help you because that is the legacy they want for themselves. They know if we can solve that problem, it's going to change billion people's life. And that's what drives them.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. This is your seat at the table. Welcome to the podcast. Today, Roland talks with Naveen Jain on the stage at the War Room Mastermind. Naveen Jain is a billionaire entrepreneur and a philanthropist driven to solve the world's biggest challenges through innovation. Today, they talk about the power of for-profit businesses to positively impact society, how to dream big, and what it takes to get those dreams off the ground.
What are the really big things that we want to do? What are the things that are going to actually change the world? What are the things that we can focus our skills and talent on to make a difference in other people's lives beyond providing them with great products and services that we're trying to sell? And so our next guest, Naveen Jain, has kindly agreed to come. And I asked him, I said, what can I say about you and so that we can share with people? And he said, you say whatever you want to say. So I just had the opportunity to meet Naveen. Actually saw you for the first time at Joe Polish's Genius Network event in November and was really just blown away at how cool the stuff that you're doing is. And so would you mind giving a short, just this is kind of where I came from, because I know you've done some amazing things and I want to be sure that that people know the cool things that you've done already. And then I'd like for you to tell them what you're working on. And then I'd like for us to talk about moonshots.
Okay. So first of all, I mean, just about talking about myself is always, just not something I enjoy doing. So I'm going to focus on what is it that I have learned from my life that I can tell you that and what you can do with it. So from my perspective, I want this our time together here to be the most useful thing for you, because after all, you're giving me your time. That's the most valuable thing you have. And in turn, I want to make respect in of your time and give you all the wisdom that I have. So the things that I have done are really the things that I believe have potential to change the trajectory of our humanity. The things that we can do individually that is going to change the way people are going to live their lives. And what's really amazing is for the first time in the human history, individuals have a chance to be able to do things that only the nation states or superpower did. And that is really the most exciting part. We no longer have to be a large company. We no longer have to be a country or a superpower to be able to achieve great things. For the first time, it is you and I who can go out and land on the moon that has only been done by the three superpowers. So one of my companies called Moon Express, the only company in the universe that has permission to leave Earth orbit and land on the moon. And despite what you may hear from our friends, Elon or Jeff or Richard, none of them are actually leaving Earth orbit. They're all stuck in the low Earth orbit. So let's just be very clear. So when they talk about ambition, it's still a pretty low ambition, right? None of them actually even have a permission to leave Earth orbit, forget about going to Mars or beyond, right? So we are the only company that got that. And the way we did that was never have to worry about when you start something, how are we going to get there? As an entrepreneur, what I do is not focus on what things are, but focus on what things can be. And once you focus on that, you never have to worry about how you're going to get there, because you are purpose-driven, you're mission-driven, and you're going to make that happen. You're going to cross that bridge when you get there. And the beauty of the thing is, not only you cross the bridge when you get there and cross the bridge, you burn the bridge behind you, because if you ever keep the bridge intact, you have a tendency to go back to what's comforting. Once you burn that bridge, there is no choice but to move forward. We essentially also got the permission from the President Obama signed into the law that says anything that we bring back, we get to own it. There was none of that was given 10 years ago when we started the company. So now we are about to launch our first mission to the moon. That's going to be launching later this year or early next year. So imagine that. Someone who grew up in poverty could not only just dream, but also make it happen to land on the moon. What can anyone else do? There is nothing that is impossible. So what do you do when you've done the moonshot? As for an encore, you do another moonshot. And this time I decided I'm going to take on the two other problems that really have been bothering humanity. And I think I felt there was something big enough for me to attack. And that was, I started looking at, should we solve the problem of education in this world, or should we solve the problem of healthcare? And it turns out that when I looked at both the problems, they were almost similar. In a sense, in both cases, people believe the system is just not working. People believe the systems are broken. And it turns out none of the systems are actually broken. They're doing exactly what they were designed to do. Our education system was designed to teach us skills. And what's really happening in the world of exponential technologies, it doesn't matter what skill you learn, that skill becomes obsolete every 4 to 5 years. By the time you graduate, the skill you just learned is no longer needed. So how do you change the education system? Learning to learn, learning to collaborate, learning to essentially figure out how to use various knowledge to solve a problem, interdisciplinary approach rather than unidisciplinary approach. In the healthcare, we have the same issue. Healthcare system was designed to cure infectious diseases, and what we are suffering now is chronic diseases. And the chronic diseases is something our system absolutely loves. And here is why. Our healthcare system is designed to keep you sick. Our system is not designed to keep you healthy.
So you've got an idea, a big mm-hmm. idea. Mm-hmm. You want to do something. This mm-hmm. is something that's always fascinated me.
How do you go about it?
Yeah, where do you start?
Yeah, so it's very interesting. It's easier to do a big, audacious idea. It's easier to do something that changes, that has a bigger impact on the society than to go out and start a digital marketing agency. That's hard. Because when you go out and tell someone, hey, I'm going to go build an app to find a good roommate, I'm going to start another marketing agency that's going to give a better ROI on your thing, you and 1,000 others, you come to me and say, good luck, have some fun with that, right? When you come to me and say, hey, I'm going to change the way people learn. I'm going to change the way healthcare is driven. I'm going to make illness optional. Everyone who has been the best at their job want to come and help you because that is the legacy they want for themselves. People who are super successful, what they lack is super significance. They want to work on the hardest problem. They know if we can solve that problem, it's going to change billion people's life. And that's what drives them. You can get a mediocre people to help you with a digital marketing agency. You're not going to get someone who is on top of their game to come and join you.
So now you've got the idea and you've said, okay, I'm going to tackle this big thing. You've got no competition, which is an interesting concept. I hadn't really thought about that. How do you get people on board with that? How do you go about approaching that?
So it's very interesting. So I'm going to give you a great example of how I did this thing because it's very recent. So about a year ago, I decided I'm going to fundamentally change the healthcare system. And I didn't say I'm going to go do the microbiome testing. I didn't say I'm going to go out and do this testing and I'm going to go get this result. We simply says, imagine living in a world where illness is truly a matter of choice, making illness elective. And I went on a CNBC and said, my next project is going to be to disrupt a healthcare system where illness is optional. Amazing things happened. Everyone at the top of their game start calling me. I got a call from the head of the IBM Watson and says, you know, I have been working on artificial intelligence for 25 years, and I always thought this is a problem that's worth solving. If you can get me the data, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to come and join you, and I'm going to help you go there. Next call I got was a woman named Dr. Helen Massier. PhD in microbiology, MD, functional medicine, working for Craig Venter. Craig Venter, as you know, was on the cover of Time magazine, the man who played God, who created the life from a scratch, created the synthetic biology. She's working for him on human longevity. She says, what's the point living longer if people are going to suffer anyway? I'm quitting my job, and next week I'm going to be joining you.
Now, when these people are quitting their jobs, is there grant money or funding?
So here's the beauty of the thing is, they come not because they need money. The guy at IBM was making $1.5 million. He came and said, pay me $100K if you want. I don't care. I want to work on this problem, right? Here's the interesting thing happened. I'm just starting. I was at Los Alamos National Lab, and a scientist named Dr. Visovich said, I've been working on a biodefense project where we spend billions of dollars trying to find out what if a bad actor were to get hold of something, how would we know what's making people sick? Isn't that what you want when you want to keep people healthy? And I said, that's exact. He said, I'm going to help you get this technology, and I'm going to quit my cushy federal job and come and join you. Now, guess what happened? I have the data, I have the technology, I have the AI, and I have the people who are doing it. Every single person in the Silicon Valley started calling me. He said, what is it that you're doing? Why are all these people quitting their job? I want to invest in this company.
That's awesome.
Now, here's very interesting. All you have to say is, I'm not looking for money. That is one of the worst things they want to ever hear is when you have money to give and you tell them you don't need the money, in their mind they're thinking, holy shit, they have something so big they don't want to share with anyone, right? Raising a red flag in front of the bull. I don't want your money. They charge at you. What is it that you need? How much money can I give you? Whatever valuation you want, just take
That's
my money.
Great.
Well, you know, even if I were to take it, I don't think it would be more than 10 million. Can you please take 15?
That's so funny.
Right? And it's amazing things happen. That's exactly what happened.
Okay, so two questions on that then. Yeah. One is, so these people are on board now, and mm-hmm. you've done the mm-hmm. kind of the Hollywood deal. It's like, you know, we've got this famous person. If you get this director, so you've put that together. You've got all the pieces. Do you put them under one roof, or is it a remote kind of situation? How do you go about that?
So it's very interesting that in good old days, everybody felt that we all had to be under single roof. The world had changed.
Yep.
Now we are all under single roof. It's called planet Earth. Right? In that way, it doesn't matter where you are always under one roof. So what we did is, we every single office we have, we built something called telepresence devices. Have you guys looked at something called Beam? So go to Amazon, look at the Beam, it's a telepresence thing, and I put them in every office. So it doesn't matter, every day, people will come on the Beam, and they have their own desk, and they will literally be there. And you can walk by, talk to them, and they are physically in every office. And everyone can talk to everyone. And that was an amazing thing.
So how do you organize the management of that?
So what we do is in each location, we have this executive who is a beachhead. So and since the IBM guy was in New York, we had him set up an AI team in New York, and he's the leader there. So he's our executive of the company, but he is really the CEO of AI Group in New York, and he built the whole team in New York. Dr. Massey came from San Diego. We opened the office in San Diego, and she hired all the other people from Human Longevity, Inc., and she hired the people who can actually now do the translational. Dr. Momo Yusevich, who came from Los Alamos, we opened the lab right at the Los Alamos, in front of the Los Alamos National Lab, and that's where all of our lab is. I live in Seattle. I opened the marketing and business development office right in Seattle.
Okay.
Right? And this is how we created a company that's a virtual company under one roof, and everyone is talking to everyone all at the same time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So, okay, and on the money side, did you take money or did you
mm-hmm. raise?
Okay, so and was that done? Is it nonprofit, profit, or some combination of
no,
the two?
No. So if you want to do a small good in the world, you start a nonprofit. If you want to do a large good in the world, you start for a profit. Never be afraid to say the things I do actually make money, because if you don't make money, you can't scale. If you are the richest person in the world, you can do a small good before you run out of money. If you make money, you can go from 1,000 people to 10,000 people to 100,000 people to 1,000,000 people to 100 million people to 1,000,000,000 people. So if you want to help 1,000,000,000 people, you got to start thinking how to generate profit. But here's one more thing I want to say is that when you start something, what most people fail is They don't believe they're going to be successful, even though they tell you they want to be successful. And here's why. You have to imagine on day one, God forbid, if I'm actually successful in doing what I'm doing, would it scale to 1 billion people? And if anybody thought in this room they can do that, they're lying to themselves, because it's them and three people who are manually doing the work. That thing can never scale. So when I started this company called Viome for healthcare, and by the way, it's very interesting. Indians cannot speak the word we, Victor. So I say Viome, and he's thinking, how the hell do you spell Viome? Isn't that biome? It's like, whatever it is. It's we as in Victor, I-O-M-E, so whatever that thing is, right? So why would you name a company that you can't pronounce? I just love the name.
That's great.
Right? But anyway, my point was, when I started that, the idea was on day one, we knew we're going to go out and scale to 1 billion people. I made sure that day one, everything was going to be completely robotics. There is not going to be a single human that touches hand. We were never going to have any recommendations that we give out is never going to be done by a person. It's all going to be done by AI. Because we knew if we are successful, we can automatically scale to 1 billion people. If you constantly say, hey, let's get people to go do these things, what happens is, and let's assume you become successful and you say, holy shit, I can't do that. I'm drowning now.
You can't scale.
And then you fail.
Yeah.
Right.
So what did you do to put that in place?
So if you succeed, you fail, and you fail, you fail. And that's the problem most entrepreneurs run into. So what I did is, on day one, we said, what would it take for us to have a completely robot-sized? That means when the sample comes in, we are able to sample to recommendation completely automatic. Sure, on the first 2 weeks, we are all manual. But we knew within 4 weeks, we are going to be completely automatic. And that was the thing. We always thought there was no reason for us not to build that, because we knew we were going to be successful. And that's what allows you to be successful, because now you have everything ready to go. So as soon as volume comes in, you don't have to worry about it, right?
Now, you mentioned to me when I asked, because I always ask, what can we do for you? And you said that you mm-hmm. are currently looking for some help in the AI area.
No.
Oh, okay, you want to...
So this is where I need help. And this is one of the other things, as an entrepreneur, we always feel that we have everything under control. I can tell you, I don't. And so when I need help, I ask for help, which is really what I advise each one of you to do. When you need help, don't simply drown. Raise your hand and say, I need help. And I'm asking you for help. So as you know, I started this company with a simple goal of making illness a matter of choice. And to do that, as you can imagine, we need to understand everything that's happening inside the human body. So we built this technology that can look inside your gut. So first of all, just to be clear, I'm going to give you about 1 minute background on what is it that we are doing and how we are doing it. 2,400 years ago, Hippocrates said all diseases begin in the gut. In fact, every single chronic disease, you can name whatever you want, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, autism, depression, anxiety, obesity, diabetes, autoimmune diseases, or cancer. Every one of these diseases is simply a symptom that happens because you have a chronic inflammation, and all the chronic inflammation is caused by the imbalance of your gut. So we as humans, we have more foreign cells in our body than the human cells. So think about that for a second. But when it comes to, remember, you are told your genes are your destiny. Let me tell you something. Our human DNA only produces 20,000 genes, and the organisms in our gut produce 2 million genes. That means at best, we are 1% human. So even though we think of them, it is them are the us, and us are really just for their benefit. What makes us human is not our genes. What makes us human is the gene expression of our microbes. We are our microbiome. They created us for them. The trillions, not billions, the trillions of them live inside us. They control every part of who we are. They control our immune system. They control our decision making. They control our behavior. Even not just their influence for cancer, whether the cancer cure works or does not work depends on your microbiome. So whether the chemotherapy works or it kills you, or immunotherapy works and or does not work, depends on your microbiome. And you don't have to take my word for it. Just Google any disease you want, Parkinson's and microbiome, and it will show you that Parkinson's starts 15 years before you see the first symptom in your gut.
So right? How do we, knowing that?
So now, once you know all this stuff, not what the organisms are in your gut, you know what they are actually doing, what nutrients they are producing, and what inflammation they are causing. You can adjust your food. For example, you may think spinach is healthy. What we find is for more than 30% of people, spinach actually harms you. You may think the polyphenols like, you know, blueberries and, you know, raspberry and red grapes are good for you. 50% of the people, it does absolutely no good. When you're eating protein because you're on paleo diet or you want to build your muscles, I can tell you it's harming more than 70% of the people. Too much protein causes your protein fermenters in your gut to release ammonia and sulfide that causes inflammation. When you are going on a ketogenic diet and you're fasting, when you do not feed your bacteria, you know what they do? They eat the mucus lining in your gut, causing that leaky gut, and that causes inflammation. There is no such thing as universal healthy diet. It's healthy for you or not healthy for you. So each food, there is no healthy food. The healthy food is the one that's healthy for you. And anything that's healthy for you today won't be healthy for you in 3 to 4 months, because as you change your diet, your body changes and your microbes changes, because you're feeding different types of organisms. It's like a seesaw. This is low, so you start feeding it, and if you don't stop, seesaw gets imbalanced again, and you have to constantly balance. You tune your car every year, and it's not very complex. When do you tune your body? You have to tune every 3 to 4 months, or it breaks down like your car. It's damn expensive when it breaks down, right? So what I need help with is really simple. To understand all the different ways the different diseases are being caused, and understand for what different reasons it could be done, we need about 1 million people to go through the artificial intelligence. We only have, in the last 3 months, we signed up tens of thousands of people. We are so far away. If we can get to 1 million people, I give you my promise, we will solve this problem. There is never going to be one person on this planet Earth that will ever suffer from a chronic disease. So if you want to be the person in the, you know, in the history to be written as the generation that solved the problem of chronic diseases, let's all come together and make that happen. Because if we make that happen, our children and our grandchildren and everybody coming after us will thank us for what we did for them.
When you say go through the AI, what does that mean?
So what that means, if you can find a way to help us get people to use Viome. And remember, just a year ago, even there is only one other company that does the gut analysis, the RNA analysis, it costs $5,000.
So by use Viome, you say?
Sign up for Viome service. Okay. Which by the way, we sell them at cost.
And so what is the thing that's being sold?
So what you do is, when you sign up for a service, we send you this that gets you touch of a stool, a tiny of your poop. We can tell you everything that's happening in your gut. We can tell you exactly what foods are good for you and what not good for you. And it's interesting thing is, it costs us $299 and we sell that for $399, so you know. So we make $100, and anybody who brings the customer to us, we give the $100 to the person.
So right. One thing that's cool about this audience is that most of these people have large lists of people.
So by the thing is, any person you bring in, all we need is about 1 million customers. You bring 1 million customers to us, you make $100 million profit. And for me, I make zero profit, but we solve the problem together. And that's all I need help in. Can you spread the magic, and you can spread the word about Viome? I brought the cost down from $5,000 to $299. And I guarantee you that as we go along, my job is to make not a cent from it, because God has been very kind to us. I don't need at my age to make one dime. There is no money I make is going to change my lifestyle, but I want to solve this problem. And I can tell you, it is, to me, so personal. My dad just discovered 2 months ago that he has pancreatic cancer. I went to him and said, "Dad, I'm so sorry. If I had started this company a year ago, I would be solving this problem today. I am sorry that I can't help you, but I promise you there is not a single other person who will ever suffer from any chronic disease, and I'm going to do my darndest to make that happen. So I'm asking you for help because I need help. So if you can help me, I can tell you that your loved ones and everyone you know who has suffered through any chronic disease, whether it's a cancer, whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, obesity, or diabetes, autoimmune diseases, these are all exactly the names of different symptoms, but they're all caused by exactly the same thing."
Thank you so much for coming.
So, if anybody here, please, who can help me, I'm Naveen@Viome.com, NAVEEN@Viome.com, and V as in Victor, just in case you
wonder. And Naveen is, and in addition to doing amazing things for humanity, a brilliant business person as well, and I think the ability to mix a profit to allow you to scale and fund and continue to be out and not do a small good thing But to do a giant thing is a big deal. Thank you so much. Let's give Naveen a hand.
Thank you, Lord.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. For more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.